Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world, live it fast, and make it last.
Live from City Center at White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents the December edition of Fran's World. This is Jim Cleefield speaking. Fran's World is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. And now the show starring the woman who really loves to talk. She's the world's fastest talking woman. She lives in her world, and we're welcome to it. It's Fran's World. And now, here's your host, Fran Capo.
Thank you, Jim. I'm so excited to be here today. So many cool things happened from the last time that I was here. And like Jim said, we're at City Center, so everybody's out, still buying last-minute gifts and everything. But two cool things that happened was I got cast in a cartoon to play a French bulldog. So it's an animated TV pilot called Herbie and the Smooshies. It was written by Tony London and Heather Learman. It's based on the children's book, Herbie and the Smooshies, an episode called Bullied at the Dog Park, and it teaches kids how to conquer bullying. I play a French bulldog, and the cool thing is the backstory, because I was interviewed by Heather, who hosts a show called Hanging with Heather, while I was doing a celebrity softball game. Then she had me on her TV show, and we started talking about following your dreams and your passions, and I gave her my book, Hope Fill the City of Light, and she said that the book really inspired her to be able to follow her dreams. So she actually, being an actress, so she actually went one further, and she decided to take her book and create it into an animated cartoon. So she cast me as one of the people, but in 3 weeks, she got an animator, a film script writer, hired the voiceover talent. She's funding the project herself, but of course, you know, she could use help, so she started a Kickstarter campaign. So if you want to be part of it, you go to Kickstarter and you search Herbie and the Smooshies TV animation, and you could put as much money as you want, but for as little as $25, you can get invited to the cast party.
Nice.
And there's going to be singers and celebrities there, and the date of the cast party will, you know, come up. It's going to be towards the end of February. And if people are worried, like, oh no, but if I do a Kickstarter and now, you know, it's Christmas time, but the money doesn't get taken out until January 3rd. So it's really cool, because she'd be helping somebody. It's all about an anti-bullying message, and you get really cool perks too, because like they give out doggy raincoats, because she has a whole line of fashion stuff for, you know, people who love their animals.
Oh, of course, we all have animals.
Oh yeah, you know that, right? They can have hats, they have gloves, they have all these different things, and you get a copy of her book. Everybody who donates gets a copy of her book, and depending on what level you donate on, you also can get credits in the movie.
Sweet, so very sweet.
It's really cool, and it's a really cute cartoon. And I get to play, like I said, the French bulldog. I didn't have to have a French accent. I just had to be my normal Fran Capo sarcastic self.
Like you always are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that worked out really good. And obviously people say, you know, you sound a little different today. I do have a cold, so. Okay.
Yeah, she's a little under the weather, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly. And considering 2 weeks ago I fell off a ladder. I can't wait for 2018.
Well, you're doing much better, I must say.
Yeah, exactly. The bump's almost gone. All right. The other really cool thing is that I'm in a magazine called Influential People Magazine, and I'm not only on the cover of the magazine, I'm actually on the back cover, so I'm coming and going on both these ways. And Influential People Magazine reaches out to over 20,000 people. It literally became an overnight success, and the magazine comes out every month. And the founder and publisher, Heidi Hargreaves, was part of the publishing team for a couple of magazines, and She was a public speaker for decades. During that time, she said she was blessed to meet all these really cool people, and she realized not everybody gets to meet all these positive people that are impacting the world. So she decided that she would bring the message of positive people through her influential People magazine. Apparently the cold is affecting the way that I say things too. And she wanted, the magazine has people relating stories in it, simple things like what to do on a second interview, why do you need magnesium in your body, how to change speaking negatively into positive and converting dreams into reality. And of course, I wrote an article on how to add humor in the workplace. So if you know anybody that you think might want to be interviewed for this magazine, you can contact Heidi at Influential People Magazine @gmail.com. That's Influential People Magazine @gmail.com. Tell them Fran sent you. And if you want to share the magazine with other people, you could go to www.magcloud.com/browse/issue 1389848. Now, that's a lot of information, so the easiest way might be just to go to influentialpeoplemagazine@gmail.com and tell Heidi, hey, listen, I like your magazine. I want to find out about it. I want to be interviewed. Whatever it is that you want to do, this is the way that you could do it. And you see, I'm really on the back cover, too. So anyway, so those are the two cool things that have been happening in my life right now. The animated cartoon that anybody could become a part of by going to the Kickstarter campaign, which just Herbie and the Smooshies TV animation, and the magazine, Influential People Magazine, that people can go to also. Now, I'd like to introduce my first guest here on Fran's World. Now, here's the cool thing. I've known this woman, I don't know. I don't want to say how long, but it's been a long time, at least 10 years. I think it's at least 10 years. Toby Nadler, she does a lot of things. She's been an entrepreneur and expert networker practically her whole life. She got her master's in education, but her passion has always been connecting people. She founded womeninbusiness.org, which is a national distinction for successful women in all sectors and entrepreneurs, C-suite executives, professionals, and business owners. Womeninbusiness.org celebrates sweet success beyond the attainment of wealth, power, and fame. It speaks to moral leadership. Womeninbusiness.org is renowned for the Couches and Cupcakes Business Salon. They just had their 19th salon. It's innovative, no monthly meetings, no yearly dues. And on May 17th, Women in Business presents Talk Walk on the High Line in New York City. And on June 13th, Talk Walk at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, Westchester, New York. But we're going to be talking more about that. Talk Walk is about taking business a step further, and they're doing the network at both events. You give people the gift of sweet success, helping them build a business. To find out more, you can go to info@womeninbusiness.org. But first, so Toby, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Fran. Glad to be here today.
Okay. And you know, it's funny because I know I sound like I'm somebody who smokes cigarettes like 20 packs a day with the way my voice is right now. I met you years ago when you were doing Project Legacy. That's how I first met. And I was honored to be one of your role model women. Since then, I think I've been to almost all of your unique networking events. Okay, so somebody hears Talk Walk and they're like, what? So you're walking and talking? Well, yeah, but it's a lot more than that. So why don't you explain how your networking and connecting outside office events work?
Well, it's called Talk Walk. So we do more talking than walking. And we're looking forward to our third Talk Walk on May 16th and May 17th. We're going to be in New York City. And then at June 13th at the Kensico Dam in Valhalla, that's in Westchester County, New York. We're very excited to be there. We're excited to help different business women and men who are invited to come to build relationships using our special techniques, tools, and tips.
Now, you know, the cool thing is because I was just, the most recent one that I was just at was the Bear Mountain one. Okay? So I did your Bear Mountain. Now, you have influential women from all over the world. At the last one, you had Liza Oz, you know, Dr. Oz's wife, Lisa Oz, and Maria Cuomo, Judge Pamela Roth. I mean, you have these fantastic people that come. And the amazing thing is, like, people think networking, they're like, oh, my God, we're just going to stand there, we're going to hand out cards. But yours are totally different. You have desserts that are out there. People get to try desserts from, you know, top chefs and things from all over the world. And you're out there walking around Bear Mountain. And then, you know, we come inside and you're celebrating different people. Different people are honored. Everybody gets to get up and say a little bit about who they are. So it's totally not your typical networking event. And that's what's so special about it. And I've watched it grow, I mean, exponentially over the years.
Well, Women in Business is innovative. I wanted to create an opportunity for all sectors and entrepreneurs as well as executives and professionals to come together to celebrate sweet success, which is beyond the attainment of wealth, power, and fame. It speaks to whom I help, how I feel, and what I change. We celebrate women role models or mentors, and the influentials that you're referring to certainly love that message. And we have had some really powerful, interesting people, and we call them associates. As you mentioned earlier in your introduction, we do not have yearly dues. We have no monthly meetings. These are busy, successful women who, frankly, can't come every month to a meeting, and that's boring. So our Couches and Cupcakes Grand Business Salon is unique. Each one is different, just as each one of our Talk Walks. We launched Talk Walk this year, May, and that was the hottest day in New York for the year.
Yes, I remember. And actually, it was that one was Walkway Over the Hudson. And that's where I met Andrew from Shark Creative that, has the show, is the producer of this show. And that's what wound up having me have my own show, Fran's World, from your Talk Walk Over the Hudson.
Many, many of the interesting people who come reveal their deals to me that they've made, and some keep them private, but the connections, and that's why we're very successful, and we invite the public to be a part of that. So we have no members. We invite everyone to join us at the Talk Walks, and then certainly to come to our salons. And we've been to, for our salons, the New York Botanical Gardens down in Atlanta, the convention centers. Very interesting, live, interactive, one-on-one, spontaneous. And the Talk Walks that we launched are focusing on network, which again is very specific. Introductions, inspiration, ideas, really exciting. And we have quite a few experiences that you're going to participate in.
So let's, you know, give people a little bit more, like make them visualize exactly what's going to happen at the Talk Walk on the High Line. So, so this is the one that's taking place on
May 17th
in Manhattan.
Actually, there's a kickoff on May 16th. We're partnering with Metro North. We're going to be at Grand Central Terminal from 11 to 3, and we invite you to come down for gifts, giveaways, desserts, tastings, meet the wonderful people who are participating that Fran is talking about. And then on the 17th at 10 o'clock, SAP is our partner. We're going to be at 10 Hudson Yards, which is a skyscraper on the 48th floor. What a view over the Hudson River. And from there, we're going to do a talk walk, a net walk on the High Line going down to Chelsea Market. There's quite a lot to be a part of, different experiences. This is not a trade show, which at this point is becoming boring. The same stuff over and over again. This is unique.
And the thing that I really like about all your events, it doesn't feel like a sell. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes when you go to these things, you're like, oh, this person's just trying to sell me, you know, or whatever. But when you go to yours, everybody is such positive people. And that's what I love about it. You go there and you make these connections, and now it feels like a family because a lot of the same people come to the events. And then obviously there's new people each time. But every time you go, you're like, hey, how you doing? You know, like Justine. Right? She's written a kid's book. Well, she has a TV show, so I wound up on her TV show. We were talking about, you know, just positive things. And so how did you come up with this idea? Because I know your mind is crazy, girl. I know you don't think in the traditional way. You obviously always say, how can I make it bigger and better? And by the way, so June 16th, no, May, what's the kickoff date?
The High Line is May 16th, the Grand Central Terminal.
Oh, May.
And then May 17th is the full day of walking on the High Line.
So who would not want to go to a place that's going to have desserts, gifts, and, you know, just celebrating meeting other people? You know what? See, this is funny. I think people should actually, you know, buy this as a gift. You know, if you didn't finish your Christmas shopping, and even if you did, this would be the Talk Walk tickets would actually be a perfect gift. What do you think?
I think it's fantastic. Just something to look forward to in the warm weather. It's a great holiday gift for business colleagues and friends, someone who's starting a business or who's seasoned. They want to connect. They want to build relationships. They want to be inspired. You can come as strangers and leave as friends. That's what you were referring to, Fran.
Yes.
It's very exciting to be a part of it because we always do something different. And that's what I wanted. I wanted women and men who were leaders, who were able to really do what they do best, whether they're starting in an industry or well-known. Sometimes you don't get to meet those people. In business, sometimes we have people who are on stage, they do their panel discussion, and everyone is running out the door. You want to connect. How do you connect with people? This is about conversation.
Right.
And it's curated so that it's not by accident that everyone gets to interact and profit and certainly share their experiences in a very unique way.
And the other thing that's cool, too, is like when you say the sweet success, I mean, it literally is sweet success because you have the desserts there. And, I mean, these desserts are from, like, award-winning, you know, carrot cake to ice creams to, and for me, who's gluten-free, they had gluten-free desserts, and cookies, and just key lime pie, you know, that my friend Dale Killian had there one year. And so you're getting to enjoy what these people do. People at one point, we were voting actually at
one
point.
You're referring to the U.S. Favorite Dessert Challenge because I'm also the president of Company for Dessert, the
right.
B2B connector. And so, yes, we invite in six different categories. We've had challenges, the favorite dessert of New York City. We did the walkway at Talk Walk. I combined the two, and
yep.
We had the U.S. Favorite Dessert Challenge, the favorite dessert of the entire Hudson Valley from Albany down to New York City.
Which was what? What was the voted one?
Dottie Audrey and chef, pastry chef Jen won that. And she won for her category and then was voted by the people who attend. So that's what's so interesting. When we were in New York City, we had 10,000 business people voting at the Javits Center.
Yes.
For the favorite dessert of New York City, which happens to have been one of our associates who we've celebrated from womeninbusiness.org. org, and that is Betty. And Betty runs Lloyd's Carrot Cake in Riverdale. She's very well known, and the carrot cake beat out Serendipity, who was there. And again, 10,000 people voted. We're going to put U.S. Favorite Dessert Challenge online in the coming year, so throughout the United States, we can share and do that voting for six different categories, your favorite. So we combined Talk Walk in this year with the U.S. Favorite Dessert Challenge. But going forward, all of our Talk Walks are different. The one for May will focus in, again, in New York City on the High Line in the Historic District. City Center is one of our tours that we're holding. The tickets are very reasonable, $35. We're also contributing to pediatric cancer for the May Talk Walk. And then in June, when we have the Talk Walk at the Dam, that's the Kensico Dam in Westchester County, we're going to focus on the Net Walk. We have a high road and a low road. Really exciting.
And I'm doing the high road, aren't I?
You're taking the high road on top of that 300-foot wall dam, and I figured you can handle it. Having climbed Kilimanjaro and going down to Titanic, you're going to be one of our team leaders.
There you go. If I could do that, I could do the high road at Kensico Dam, and I will be leading you people up there. But just remember, because Toby likes to be very detailed, that she had a map. But she was just trying to explain to people where things were. This is not an exercise class. This is just, that you're going to be walking, talking, getting to see the beautiful dam. And then, obviously, we have the whole networking thing that's happening.
Time well spent. And I have to say, Net Walk is not a race. I do more talking than walking.
No, you? No way.
Not as fast as you, Fran.
That's it. Well, today I'm pretty slow, but yeah. So, all right, again, Toby, if people want to get this, only $35, I mean, and you get to, you know, to taste the desserts and you get to mingle and all these other cool things that are happening, where would people go to either purchase a ticket or to find out more about it?
Very simple. We have three websites. If you remember, Women, WOMEN, InBusiness.org. There are links there. And then we also have TalkWalkOnTheHighline.com and TalkWalkAtTheDam.com. But if you remember, WomenInBusiness.org, everything is there. We have galleries and a lot of information, and even some of our associates and influentials, and you'll see a pic of Fran as well, so you know you're in the right place.
All right, there you go. So WomenInBusiness.org. Anyway, thank you so much, Toby. I look forward to seeing you in the next few months.
Thank you, Fran, for inviting me. Happy holiday to all, and wishing everyone a happy new year.
There we go. The bells are ringing. We got to go.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With seven metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just the number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit FaceliftsPainting.com.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit ReversoAssociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl!
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center. I'm your host, Fran Capo, and this is Fran's World, a show about humor, happiness, health, and living your dreams. The show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes at Westchester. Just to talk. You could also like us on Facebook. We would really like you to like us at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark and on my Instagram, The Real Fran Capo. Also on Facebook, I always list all my upcoming comedy shows under Fran Capo. So if you want to know where I'm performing, you can go there. So I'm very happy to have my next guest here. I met Rose, maybe about a year ago, because she's into the same type of stuff that my mom taught me when I was a little girl. Now, Rose Christmas, and that is her real name, so we figured how appropriate to have Rose Christmas here on the Christmas event of, you know, Fran's World. Rose Christmas has been an intuitive since the age of 14. She's a healing arts practitioner for over 35 years, spanning many fields. She's a Reiki master, teaches metaphysical studies, numerology, Native American studies, and angel readings. She spends her time volunteering and giving classes at schools and libraries on various subjects. She's currently on a 75 workshop tour around New York State area like Putnam, Beacon, and Ossining. Tonight, December 22nd, she's going to be at the Mystic Lodge. Her name, again, is perfect for this time of year, Rose Christmas. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
So, Rose, you do so many different things. The first time I met you was at that little church, and they were doing, they had different people at different benches, and I had told you about my book, Hopeville, The City of Light.
Oh, okay. That was at the Grange in Putnam Valley, yeah.
And you had said to me, I said, there's 44 secrets to happiness, and there's the number 11, and you're like, do you know what 44 means? You know, and I was like, no, I didn't know about these. And you whipped out this book and started telling me the significance of different numbers. And a lot of people don't understand necessarily what is numerology. Now, anybody remembers Ronald Reagan actually used to believe in numerology. So explain to people who have maybe never heard of it before what exactly numerology is.
Numerology is, in just layman terms, is just a way of using numbers that signify just different aspects of ourselves and people, places, things. So, numbers from 1 to 9, and each number has a significant,
It only goes 1 to 9?
1 to 9, yeah. And it keeps going when you add 9 and 1, 19, it goes back to 9 and 1 is 10, and then down to 1. So it's actually a 1.
Okay, so how would someone use numerology in their life?
Okay, well, it could be done with your birth, your birthday. You could take the numbers of your birthday and bring it down, and you would have the personality of that number. So say you were January 1st, 2017.
Okay.
2017, so it would be 1 and 1.
January, okay, right.
And 2017, 7 and 1 is 8, and that's another 1. So it would be 1, 1, 1. And so you add it as your 3 personality, or you would be a 1, 1, 1 in angel numerology would be that you would be someone interested in healing and angels.
So now, is there a, like, you're familiar with it? You're familiar with it, so you know numerology. But someone, let's say, is it like astrology at all or no?
No, it's not. You can use astrology, as another link to it, but it's, it is a separate thing. And there's actually a technique to do numerology, and you can learn it in a short time, and it just goes from the letter A to, 9, and then it down, and, so you would just be adding those numbers. And it would be something that if you saw it, you would understand it.
Yeah, I'm not good at math, so yeah. I think I would have to come to you to do it, because I'd be sitting there going, 1 and 1 and 1 is 3.
Yeah.
And 1 and 1 and 1, I'd be saying, yeah, so it would be easier to do that. Now, we were also talking about, my mother was very big into metaphysics. And, a lot of this stuff has been around for a long time. But I think when people started getting it into the public consciousness is when that video came out, The Secret. Then I guess it was because of the marketing or whatever. Then everybody started going, The Secret, The Secret, The Secret. But, it's been around for such a long time. So we were talking about this before. That it's not, when the secret was all about the law of attraction. But the key to those type of things is not just saying, I want this to happen. You have to actually feel it you know, you have to believe that it's going to happen, and you have to already picture as if it already happened. And that's that. My mom had taught me that a long time ago, that you can't just say, oh, I wish I was rich. You would have to actually visualize yourself being that, but beyond that. So can you explain the difference? Well, first of all, let's go into metaphysical studies you say that you're into. So again, because maybe people don't know, so explain what metaphysical studies would be.
Oh, metaphysical studies would be the studies beyond our physical realm. So it's taking in universal cosmic different laws.
So similar to like the law of attraction would be metaphysical?
Yes, yes. The law of attraction would be. And the law of attraction just states that everything shows up likened to itself. So you have a positive thought and keep that positive thought for 17 seconds and add an emotion to that, you get
That gets brought into your world.
Right.
Because so basically what you're doing is you're tapping a universal power.
Right.
And then, which is there for everybody. Everybody's
right.
attached to it. And then you're tapping it to bring it into your physical world.
Right.
And, you know, it's funny because a lot of experts or professionals will tell you, you have cancer, you only have 2 months to live, and yet somebody who believes in this type of stuff or practices can defy the odds because they could bring into their consciousness a healing.
Right. They would be using their own intuitive and also, the process of visualization and different things. So you're using intuitive and physical. You're using both. You're using you're intuitive to see what that is for you, and you're using the healing.
Right.
Both. So, in other words, everybody has the ability to heal oneself, body, mind, and spirit.
Right.
And it's about believing, and following through with the message that you get for yourself.
Now, how is it different than a gut feeling?
Well, a gut feeling is your intuition. So a gut feeling is that you have a sense that something is wrong or something is right or, you know, something is going on with with yourself. So, and if you get this gut feeling or something and then you go to a physician, you feel like you have, and then you can work with both, with your own intuition and the medical field too.
Because we were talking about this before, like sometimes people could go, let's say, to a doctor and they'll say, no, I just know that, and they're going, no, I checked you, there's nothing the matter, and then you're going, no, I know my body, I know something is off. And if you tap into your own, you learn to listen to your body, learn to listen to your mind. I mean, there's so many times, and I know then people start going, oh, yeah, all right, Capo, now you're getting these weird things. But there are times that randomly, I remember one time I literally was cooking an egg in the kitchen, and I had my cat on the balcony. And the cat, I always put him on the balcony, but I had this strong thing that said, get him off the balcony now. And I was like, and it was like now. I heard the voice and I went out there and it wasn't even a hot day and the cat was like suffering from a heat stroke. His tongue was red. And I was like, wow, good thing I listened to that voice. So sometimes you just have something that tells you to do something and everybody has the ability with this stuff. You got to just choose to listen to it. Now, One of the things that I'm really interested in is angel readings, because I know people know about tarot cards, and I think I pronounced that wrong because I heard you saying it different.
That's right.
But, you know, people have seen about tarot cards. How are angel readings different than tarot cards?
Well, there's two types of, well, there's many types of angel readings, but some have to do with numbers. Some angel cards, you know, are having to do with numbers. There is angel numerology.
Oh, and is that separate from regular numerology?
It has some aspects are the same, but it is a little different. But it's interesting. So anyhow, certain numbers mean certain things. Like one in angel numerology are your thoughts.
Oh, okay.
So when you see the number one, it's what are you thinking? You know, what's going on? Thinking.
But what do you mean when you see the number one? Like if you're walking around
and you see the number one? Yeah, and like that's, you know, a visual, like say you're asking for a sign.
Ah, okay. Because okay, so, like I'm looking over there, and as soon as you said it, I went, oh, look, there's the number one right there.
Okay. Yeah, so a combination of numbers would have to be in angel numerology.
Now, right now, because it's Christmas.
Right.
You know, so a lot of people, you know, we're very conscious about, you know, angels and, you know, because of the meaning of Christmas, because of Jesus and stuff. So, but there are angels for different things. Like Archangel Michael is for protection. Archangel Raphael is for healing. Archangel Gabriel whispers into our ears, and he's the one that told Mother Mary, the Queen of Angels and Protector, that she would be with child without knowing a man. So if somebody wanted they needed something in their lives, they would pray to that particular angel, because you said something before about angels only respond when you ask.
Well, unless there's an emergency, and then angels. But you would have to ask angels. So the first thing, if you wanted to hear from angels, would be to ask. You know, meditate, pray, ask. Have a question. Have a, you know, something to
like,
ask.
Like, should I take this job? Right? Or
yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
And then you pray to a certain angel, or you just say...
Well, you could just ask angels, and, you know, if you just...
Send me a sign that
send me a sign. And if you're interested in numerology, the sign would be...
Through numbers. Right.
Like you're driving down the street, and you see 555. Okay.
And then that would be that your
would,
sign.
That would be
because
your sign.
Because you knew that 555 meant whatever.
Okay. No, and so, so that's how, if you are interested in numbers, that would be. If you're interested in birds and you know, that's another way of getting your sign.
Oh, so an example, like, let's say somebody is into birds and they say, send me a sign, and then they see a robin as opposed to a lark.
Right. And that they both have a meaning to it.
Got it.
So everything has, in the symbology of angels, everything has a meaning.
Well, you know, it's funny, because whenever I want to know if my mom's around, because she's passed, I always go, Mommy, let me know you're here. And I will see roses literally pop up in the most unique places.
Right.
I was in Antarctica. And I was like, Mommy, I know you would have thought it was so cool. I'm in Antarctica. Can you send me a sign that you know? And I literally opened up the medicine cabinet, and there was a little jar of powder, and it had a rose on it. So I went around to all the other cabins, and I went, did you have powder in your thing with a rose on it? And they were like, no. So I was like, oh, wow, this is really cool.
So that's exactly right, that when you ask, you will receive information, signs. So when you're asking, whether you're asking angels or you're asking your ancestors, it's the same thing. Ask, believe, and let it go, and it'll show up.
Right.
So my mother always sends me roses and dimes. When I ask my mother something, she'll send me roses or dime, or St. Teresa will. And and now, you know, people have, like, butterflies that show up, you know, for different relatives. And it's just always, every day is different. Every day I'm asking and I'm receiving different information. I asked, because I do Native American studies, I asked for a sign and I'll get one in Native American.
What would be like Native American?
An animal. Maybe an animal will show up, or a feather would show up or something.
Oh,
so,
cool.
So all day long, you know, it's numbers, people, places, things.
Well, you have a lot of different outlets that right. you're getting. You're like, wait a minute, I saw the number one and I got an angel feather, I got a diamond, a rose, and you know. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So by the end of the day, you might have your message.
Right, exactly. Either that or God's going, all right, listen, I hit this lady over the head 15 times and she's not listening. Now, during the time, is there a special message for Christmas that we should all know? Besides, you know, the old adage of peace on earth and goodwill to men. Christmas is a, you know, very special time for people. The holidays, you know, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever. But is there a specific thing that you would say, are angels around more this time of year?
No, not that they're around more, but people may be inspired more by angels at this time.
Because they're more aware.
The awareness. Right, everything is about, you know, being aware. So angels are here all the time, and if you have a way of, you know, being aware, setting up a little way to, you know, some people, it's just that gut feeling that you know that you know that your prayers are being answered.
Right. Yeah. Which I always say, give me a sign, and I always get the sign.
Yeah.
So when people go to your workshops, like you just, like for example, tonight, you're going to be at Mystic Lodge. What is tonight's workshop about?
Tonight's workshop in Mystic Lodge is actually just a gathering at my home tonight, and Mystic is a person who feels that knows their own, you know, self enough to be in both worlds at the same time. You know, being a mystic is able to be asking angels or being grounded and doing physical stuff. So it's just a practical way of visualizing and allowing life to just manifest day by day.
So, then it's just open to certain people. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, it's open to certain people that have asked, because I just donate my time.
Right,
so
it's
people say, I would like to, you know, to do a lodge. I say, okay, let's do it.
Oh, cool.
It would be somebody that would like to learn how to manifest.
Manifest things that they want to come into their lives, and you're basically being the facilitator and teaching them, okay, so you want this. This is how you utilize these skills to be able to bring that into your existence.
Yeah, so a Mystic Lodge is about asking angels and saints, so the mystics. Asking and praying to, and so a medicine lodge would be a Native American lodge where you're using the medicine wheel approach to manifest.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, I know there's so much more we could talk about, but unfortunately, the show's only an hour, so we can't do that.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and enjoy your Mystic Lodge tonight. And where are you going to be after tonight?
I have some libraries that I will be in January, February. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right.
And
so
teaching.
If somebody wanted to find out where you're going to be, is there a website or something they could go to?
No, I don't have a website. It's basically word of mouth and people asking like you to show up and
all right, so you'd have to be resourceful to find Rose Christmas is basically what we're finding out here. Anyway, thank you so much.
Merry
Christmas.
Thank you.
And I am going to take a short break. Nope, then I'm going to end by doing my rendition of The Night Before Christmas. "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung with the chimney, but Karen hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children are nestled snug in their beds with vision sugar bumps dancing in their heads. Mom and a kerchief by my cap, but just settled down for a long winter step. When I'm along the road, such a cloud, I sprang to the bed to see what was the matter. I waited to the window, I flew looking fresh, to open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon and the breast of the new fallen snow gave lustre to midday objects below. When what to my wonder, guys should appear, but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny neat reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, and I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagle chords, he came and he whistled and shout and call my name. Now dash and dance and prance and fix it, common and cubit and down and plunks it, top of the porch and top of the wall. I dash right, dash and dance away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, where they meet with the obstacle mount to the sky. So up to the house, top the courses, they flew with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then a twinkling heard on the roof, the prancing and pouring of each little hoof. As I drew my hand, I was turning round. Down the chimney, St. Nicholas came in about. He was dressed all in front from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with asses and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung in his back, and he looked like a petal just opening his pack. His eyes said they twinkle, his dimples sound merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of the chin as white as snow. The stump of the pipe he held tight, and his teeth with smoke and encircled the head like a reef. His broad face and little round belly, they shook when they laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chumpy and plump, right jolly, well, and I left when I saw him in spite of myself. On week of the eye and twist of his head, Sue gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke down the wind, went straight to a work, and filled with the stockings, and turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving an nod up the chimney rose, he sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they threw with the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." And when I don't have a cold, that goes much faster.
Oh my goodness.
Merry Christmas, happy holiday. See you.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark, Shark Creative.